At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. And look, today we're going to talk about something that a lot of you, I don't think I've ever talked about this. I don't hear it talked about, and it needs to be talked about. I'm talking about going through a strange season. Going through those strange seasons. What the heck is a strange season? When you're going through these different transitions, when you're feeling all different types of confusion, a false guilt, and how to break through all this. But before we get into all that, I have a special, first of all, I have a lot of awesome announcements today. Like, we are taking everything, speaking of a strange season, to a new level. I have my man, Mark Grievous Prophecy, in here in studio with me today, who's joined the team as producer of Elevating Beyond. So first of all, Mark, my man, how are you doing?
What's going on, everybody? How you doing?
That's Prophecy back there working out the sound in the lab. Also, Ohio's number one hip-hop artist. Check him out. Phenomenal dude. So much going on. And get ready for the new style of the show that's going to be coming your way. We want to thank everyone. Like, my mind is blown. 3 years ago, I remember, like, when I got 5 downloads, 10 downloads, 100, I'm like, this is awesome. Now we have, what was it? We checked 500,000 subscribers and over 2 million downloads. And that doesn't even include, like, all the other apps and all the other things that aren't even showing up on there. So thank you so much. And to all of our supporters, look, this is important. Jump on the reviews on iTunes, and of course, if you love the show, please leave a great review. Like, this helps us a lot continue to get up in the ranks as we have been and help change more lives. And what we're doing, as you leave those reviews, we're going to be pulling you out and picking out weekly winners, and you're going to win, boom, like signed copies of The Story of You, or Persevering, The Wide Open Seas of Doubt, the illustrated novel, comic book I have, and other huge prizes, even like to my video course. That's over a $300 value. That would be one of the monthly prizes. So start to enter your reviews on iTunes, get entered for a prize, and you'll have all kinds of awesome coming your way. One more thing too, we're gonna be on YouTube now, right?
Yes, sir.
Ba-boom! So check us out. We're gonna be having the whole show on YouTube. We're streaming on Facebook Live. We're going to be adding awesome things to the studio. And another cool thing is you're going to have to wait and listen to this. As everyone now listening on iTunes or whatever platform you're hearing it on the podcast, you're going to be hearing a whole new level of awesomeness. Like right here, Mark, the music should just boom be coming in. And you'll see what I'm saying. And all you watching on Facebook Live, you're going to have to check out the full episode on iTunes, Google Play, wherever it may be, for the whole new level of awesome. So I'm going to dive into it today. Look, I said it, I'm throwing the books down. Boom. I'm talking about going through not just a season. I'm not just talking about winter, spring, summer, and fall. I'm talking about a strange season. A strange season within a season. The in-between. The season that you haven't experienced. The one that you don't understand. The season that you're transitioning from whatever it is, your goal, to that next level of your vision. And for some of us, this season's been weeks. For some, months. For some, it could even be years. And and when you're going through these seasons and anything in life, I say it all the time, like grind. You got to grind. You got to work hard. But what happens when grinding isn't enough? Because you can keep working 100-hour weeks and still be caught in this strange season. You can white-knuckle it. You can persevere. But you still haven't quite had that breakthrough of whatever it is you're going after. You haven't made it to that next level of your vision yet. You're still feeling stuck. And things get strange in this season. And the reason why is we're trapped in our own heads, or so we think we are a lot, because it's hard to relate this to other people. Like, I'm talking about the seasons that you're in that you've been battling for something for so long that may sound so crazy to other people that you can't even relate to them about it or open up to them about it because you don't even know how to. And so you're putting on your smile every day. You're going through the motions and you're fighting this strange battle. And sometimes with that comes this feeling, not just, I wouldn't say depression, because it's not, depression isn't right. It's really more confusion. And you're wondering, like, it's kind of like foggy. And part of you thinks, like, I need to run back and stop doing this and get out of this fog. But then another part of you, it's so foggy, it's such a strange season, you don't really even know what running back looks like anymore. Because you've gone too far out of your comfort zone and you're so close to where that next level is the new normal that really your old comfort zone doesn't exist anymore. And so you're in this foggy, strange season and everywhere you look around, it's just foggy and blurry. And that's what the way even that your emotions feel. Sometimes like it's beyond, you're not just tired from grinding. It's more sometimes you're even weary. Like you wake up after a good even 8 hours sleep and you get up and you're still feeling like weary. And you're wondering like, what's going on? When is this breakthrough going to come? Like I've been doing everything. I'm reading all the books. I'm doing everything everyone says to do. I'm putting the work in. Like, why? I'm doing everything, but my breakthrough hasn't come yet. And this is what I'm telling you, when at this level, it becomes so strange because your feelings get so confused. And then you can start dwelling and thinking, I'm going to be honest, they'll come in my head, Mark, you're a failure. Like, I've been working on my company for years, Dreamshine, serving our clients with special needs. I went through that season, grew my team, then continued to grow. I share with you all the time this podcast, my books, my speaking, and continuing to run it all, and continuing to grow in my marriage, in my family, and you're moving all these chess pieces around, and I'm getting so close to a whole new level of a breakthrough. But I'm stuck in this confusion of the in-between. And I grind and I grind and I grind, and I'm still not hitting it yet. So what do you do? Mark, I got him right here in the studio. How do you relay? Let everyone know. Strange season, my man.
Strange season. It's one of the things to where, you know, you have to realize that you're in it. And I think one of the main things is realizing that you are in a strange season, and then really having to depict whether or not what your next step is. You unfortunately may have to take a step backwards to realize where you're at to you then move.
Prophecy. That's number right. One hip hop artist.
Yes, yes.
You can relate, like going through those different levels. But it's hard. It's hard for me to describe. I'm trying to get everyone to understand that you're not alone, that you're gonna go through this. And I don't really see it in a book. I don't hear it. And I know there's times I feel like it makes me feel like maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Maybe I should give up. Maybe I should turn. But it's so foggy that you can't really comprehend giving up because you've come too far,
right,
to turn back around.
Right.
And it's like I'm in this. It's a strange season because you haven't had that breakthrough. Like deep down, you know it's there. You've been passionate for a while, but now you're almost like getting sometimes almost numb and confused, and everything is amplified. And what I want to tell people, I guess, in this strange season, some things to do. First of all, don't make a serious, life-changing decision during these periods, because you cannot trust your feelings during these, especially during these periods. These are the examples of, I mean, going back to the Bible, of Paul talks about after he went on all these voyages through the sea and spoke across the world, and towards the end of getting to that next level, he was tired and he almost drowned in like 4 feet of water. Because his feelings were so off, he jumped out. He's like, "Help me." And they're like, "Put your feet on the ground." Like, that's how disoriented you can feel during those. And you're tired, you're weary, and you can be confused. Because, like, every emotion is firing off. And you've come too far. Like, I didn't come this far to only come this far. But there's not a personal playbook of exactly what to keep doing. And I think this is one of the most important tests. As I told you on the last show about getting to that next level, like having that breakthrough, getting to that next level, not just going out of your comfort zone, but growing out of your comfort zone until that next level becomes your new normal. But now what I'm talking about, I'm going when we're at like the 900th mile out of the 1,000th. And it's a strange season. And what I can tell you to do, a few things, is don't get so caught up in just the day or the week, and take a step back and look over like the past year or the past couple years and get some perspective. That's what I always do, because I can look at just the past week and be like, oh my gosh, I haven't made the progression. I haven't had what I thought I should have. But if I step back and look over the whole year, if you've realized that you've continued to make it much further than you were the year before, then you can realize how far you've continued to come. But when you're in that strange season, remember, everything's foggy. So you're not even seeing that whole year. You're just seeing like what's right in front of you. You can barely see your hand in front of your face. So that's where we can't trust our feelings. Sometimes you need to just take a step back. You don't need to grind more sometimes. I say work hard. Sometimes you need to actually not grind more. Take a step back and look over the past year and look how far you've come. Go for a hike, like go for a walk, go out for a bowl of ice cream, like go to a movie, just like do something to just get your mind off the track of overthinking it so much and give yourself a little perspective and realize you've come so far and that you're going to get through this season. Now, something else I want to talk about that's very, this is very, 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 very important, and I've fallen victim to this, but we don't have a victim mindset, so really, I gain wisdom from it. During these strange seasons, we're weary, we're tired, and we want to have that breakthrough. Beware of quick fixes. Beware of anyone that offers you a quick fix. Especially during these strange seasons, beware of quick fixes. I know what it's like to be tired, and someone comes in and they swoop in and they say, you know what, I'll come help you out. Just buy this for me, get this service, and I will get you there and you'll have it all in 30 days. And I've been there and I've been tired and I'm like, oh, that sounds great. Yes, I need that. And then if it sounds too good to be true, we've heard it, it means it's too good to be true. And a lot of times that's not the answer we want to hear. It's like, it's going to take a little more time. And you're like, what? I have to go through this fog longer? Well, when you try to get a quick fix, you end up wasting money. And then you end up not getting any progression. You're dealing with all that. And you've actually added more weight on your shoulders as a result of it. And that's when people love to try to swoop in and help you because you're weary, you're tired. So don't be extra cautious during this time and always beware of quick fixes. There's one other type of quick fix. It's a person that comes in that might not ask you to pay them for a service, but they might have an ulterior motive to try to use you and leverage you for their purpose only. And they'll come in as a quick fix and they'll act like their expertise, they're going to help take you to a whole other level. They're going to change your life. They're going to get there. And then they try to start making you become them. And then you realize, and then you start working so hard and think, oh, well, they must have the answers. They've been there. I gotta keep trying harder to be them and change this and that. And you know what happens? You start feeling more stress. And the reason why is because you realize that you're not created to be them. You're created to follow your purpose only. And you have to continue to follow your gut during those situations. You have to beware of those people that try to get you eventually to make you almost feel guilty about who you are, about all the great, unique, creative, and yes, crazy parts of you. Because people will come in and try to change you. Mark, I know in music, prophecy right here, number one hip hop artist. I know you've been in seasons where people have tried to come and say, if you just do this with your music or do that, I can make you a blah, blah, blah Grammy winner in a month or something, right?
Yes, sir. All the time. It doesn't shock me anymore. Now I just, I take it on stride and just keep moving.
But I know for a fact you've probably learned some things the hard way, too. That could be a whole other episode. And Mark's been on previous episodes beyond being this phenomenal producer. So we'll check those out because I'm honored to have him here on the team. But look, I will tell you something. Like during these strange seasons, you have to continue to follow your gut and you have to continue to have perspective and tap into your why on the little things. Like I'll keep a list of reminders of people like from this podcast that have written into me, all of you like that have wrote me and said how it's helped you and you were struggling in your business, you were struggling in your marriage, you were struggling in anything. With addiction, whatever it may be, and how this show helped you, and I'll read that, and that will keep pushing me through the fog. Like, as I'm going through it with my company, Dreamshine, and I'm fighting politics and bureaucracies, I'll read a card that one of the family members wrote me with their children that we serve with special needs, thanking me why they put me in their will, because we've helped change their child's life. And they're saying, like, I can die at peace knowing that you guys are taking care of them. Like, these things continue to push me forward to keep going. So you have to keep some things like that, like your rainy day box or your foggy day box, your strange season box. I'll watch stuff on YouTube. I'll have certain movies that I'll go to. But what I'm trying to help all of you do is to stay out of your own head. Because it can get foggier in there, and then you can lead to dwelling and overthinking and paralyzation, and it just starts downward cycling. And this is where a lot of people make short-term temporary feelings, they make a permanent decision that isn't the right decision. which leads to the worst thing ever, regret. And you know what? Regret, when you make that decision, you make this temporary decision, and the fog temporarily lifts, you see the sunshine, then all of a sudden a giant storm comes back over and knocks you on your butt, and that's called regret. But if you don't give up, and when you continue to persist, to persevere, and realize that these aren't true feelings that you're having, they're just feelings, even the fog isn't real, then you'll see that next level of the season, you'll have a breakthrough, and the sun will shine again, and you'll have a whole new level of mastering the breaking point. This is what I mean by making it through the next level. It's a whole different thing, but you can't do it. So don't watch out for those quick fixes. That's what I want to say. And everyone listening right now, I want to do something a little differently today too. Before I do that though, I want to grab something. This is someone who went through a strange season, as a matter of fact. I'm grabbing this bad boy. Look, today's show is brought to you by, and I have it here, and I've been honored to have Austin as a guest on my show, who created NutriFit. Like, I'm holding it up right now, the Y-Fit, the protein, pure vanilla. I have it mixed in with my coffee right now. Today's show, Elevating Beyond, is sponsored, brought to you by this. I'll have the link in the show notes. Order yours. It's the best on the market. I'm a lifetime customer of his. Now, why we all should support him, not also because he has the best product, like literally, it's incredible. But I remember he went through this whole strange season of when he was creating his product, the in-between, and he knew he had something good. That's the thing. He knew he had a great product, but he wasn't having that breakthrough. And he went through it for like 18 months. But he didn't give up. He continued to persist. Now he's marketing on my show. He is all over the place, but he battled through that strange season. So I want everyone listening right now, I want you to really take a second, like wherever you are, like we're going to draw a line in the sand, because I've been going through this enough. Like, enough is enough. We're going to draw a line in the sand, and I want you to do this. I want you to stop allowing that guilt that's coming in your head, those voices saying, you're not good enough, you should feel guilty, you can't do this. Those aren't true. So we're going to stop, like right now, we're going to stop that crap, because it's not true. That's enough of that. We're done with it. Every time you hear that, don't even give it any airplay. Let it go, because that's not anyone. That's not God talking to you. And what you're going to say is, I am. You're going to say it right. You're going to pronounce who you are, what you're doing. I am amazing. Whatever you're doing, I am the greatest influencer in the world. You better believe it. I say it all the time. It's not about being cocky. It's about, if you believe I say, if Jesus is in my heart, I am the most powerful person and influencer in the world through Christ. I can do all things. I am all things. Remember this, say it. I am amazing. I am phenomenal. I am prosperous. I am courageous. I am success. I am a great husband. I'm a great wife. I am a great mother. I'm a great father. I'm a great son. I'm a great daughter. And I will not give up. I will continue to persist through these one day, one step at a time. I will have my breakthrough. Your temporary circumstances, this fog is not real. It will lift. You are not this confusion. You are amazing. I am the greatest in the world. This is Mark Menard, everyone. And I just want you to know, all of you, that I love you, and remember this, you are amazing. So never settle. Don't settle. Watch out for those quick fixes. Don't settle. Don't give up. And keep elevating beyond.
After a long day of being pulled in every direction, the last thing anyone wants to think about is, what's for dinner? That's where Schwan's can help, with a variety of real food choices, frozen to lock in freshness, from ready-made meals, premium meats and side dishes, to vegetables, ice cream, and more. Schwan's foods go from freezer to table in minutes, not hours, so you can pull off a delicious meal in no time at all. Ordered, delivered, done. That's homemade easy. To help simplify mealtime, visit schwans.com.
At Farmers Insurance, we know the sound of a perfect hot air balloon landing. And a less than perfect one. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.